The sixth Saliyah of Parshas Vayishlach contains a pasuk which is the topic of much discussion as to its very significance. The pasuk "V'simna Haisa Pilegesh Lalifaz Ben Esav" is referred to by the Rambam in his Yud Gimel Ikrim as an example of just how important every pasuk in the Torah is. And he notes that this pasuk is no different in its importance from Anochi Hashem Elokecha. And the message seems to be that even though this pasuk doesn't seem to be significant, doesn't seem to have much consequence for our religion or for our history, nonetheless, every pasuk in the Torah is of equal weight, and this should be compared to even those that seem to be so much more overtly significant. The Baal HaTanya and a tradition that this is actually one of the most significant psukim in the Torah. And what exactly is being conveyed here is a discussion in the Gemara Masechet Sanhedrin on Daf Tzadi Tes Amud Beis, where the Gemara tells us that this is actually the origin of Amalek, that here Timnah was someone who wanted to convert to the Jewish family, and she was of royal lineage here, and she was rejected by Avraham Avinu. And because of that, she wasn't able to enter the way that she wished, so she decided at least she will be a Pilegesh to that family. And the Gemara understands here that this had great consequence for the Jewish people, because then, as we see, the Pasuk tells us that she became the ancestor of Amalek, which continues to cause great problems for the Jewish people. And the Gemara there indicates that there is some lesson here, that they shouldn't have distanced her, they shouldn't have pushed her away. So what exactly that means is the topic of some discussion. Tosfos in Maseches Yevamos and Daf Kuf Tes Amud Beis understands from here that there is actually a proof regarding the halachos of gerus in general, of conversion, that even though we have a policy of generally discouraging conversion in order to assess seriousness, but once we see that there is a determination to convert, so then they should be accepted, and that this is what we find in the context of Rus, as the pasuk indicates, her great determination, and apparently Tosfos is understanding that this was a mistake on the part of the Avos, that they should have accepted her. Others suggest that it's not necessarily about whether she should have been accepted as a convert, but it's the nature of the rejection. The Yeshiva of Karen Biavna had a sicha about this, where he indicated that this is to teach that even when there is a need for a rejection in a formal sense, it shouldn't be an absolute rejection. It should be yamin dochev, a small makarevis. There should be some degree of outreach. And the Torah Tamima also has a discussion about what exactly happened here, and first addresses the question of why is it that she was rejected. Clearly we know that Avram and Yitzchak and Yaakov, who are all listed here as having rejected her, were certainly interested in receiving Gerim. That was so much of their endeavor in the world, so it doesn't come from an attitude of rejection, rejecting conversion in general. So he understands the Torah Tamima, as do others, that the concern was that it seemed like she was interested specifically in Sarara. She was interested in a position of grandeur here. And the Rambam in Hilchos Yisurei Bia and Perek Yigimel Halacha Yudalit, based on the Gemara in Yevamos and Daf Chav Dalet and Bibayis, reteaches that somebody who comes with that type of motivation for conversion shouldn't be accepted. So that would indicate that perhaps there's a good reason for this, but as he understands, it shouldn't have been an absolute pushing away, and that sometimes even those who come with such motives ultimately can be brought in for the right reasons and can be successfully accepted, and that this is what we see from the experiences of Hillel, who was approached by those who wanted to convert with the motive, for example, to be a Kohen Gadol. So clearly their motivation is also to have positions of high influence and authority. And yet even such individuals can be brought over in the proper way. So it's then again provokes the question of, so what exactly was the reasoning for pushing her off? It could be that it's this motivation for Sarara is perhaps indicated by the fact that her desire to connect to the family, didn't seem to necessarily be motivated by the righteousness of the family, because here we see that she ends up becoming a Pilegesh to Eliphaz and the family of Esav, which perhaps suggests that she's more interested in the family connections rather than in the righteousness. The Sefer Be'er Yosef, he goes through a number of possibilities, and he suggests that ultimately it's because they saw that Amalek would indeed come from her, and therefore that wasn't something that they wanted within the Jewish nation. But that itself seems difficult, because here the Gemara says that the birth of Amalek as the enemy of the Jewish people was actually because of the rejection. So the Be'er Yosef suggests that this is making a very significant point about the nature of Bechira Chavshis, that Ruach HaKodesh can show what is going to happen in the future, but doesn't necessarily display just how much human decisions bring about that result, and therefore perhaps that's the lesson here. Though it's also fascinating that it reflects a certain interrelationship here, the question of the chicken and the egg, so which came first and what's the cause of the other. So here, she will feel, and her descendants will feel, that they were rejected, and therefore that's why they became enemies, while on the other hand, the Avos will feel that they were rejected because of their future of becoming enemies to the Jewish people, and to morality, and to decency. And this is a reality that we see today in the current conflict as well, that there is much objection that the enemies became emboldened and became hateful of the Jewish people, because they are excluded, because they're not allowed to enter into the land of Israel and into other types of interactions, while the response will be, understandably, that that's because of the animosity and the danger that that poses. So perhaps part of the ongoing message here is that despite the difficulty of separating one from the other, it doesn't change the fact that this still creates very dangerous relationships and very dangerous adversarial interactions for the Jewish people that they continue to have to deal with, despite the fact that the cause and effect can be debated in an ongoing way. Others suggest that there are additional components here. The Alter of Slobodka, in his Or HaTzofen, understands this to be in the spirit of what we've noted earlier, the idea that Yaakov was criticized for hiding away Dina from Esav, despite the fact that she could have had a good influence on him, and as we've noted, that this seems to be the only rational decision that Yaakov could have made. How could he have exposed his daughter to the danger of having to marry Esav? Clearly it was the right decision, but nonetheless, there is a consequence of holding back the positive benefit that could be extended to another, whether it's a liability or simply the result of that reality. There is what that has to be dealt with, there is an ongoing impact, and this is a part of what we see in that context and what we see here as well, that however it can be explained and understood, nonetheless, there are ongoing consequences and effects that must be dealt with and accounted for, and is a part of what the Jewish people struggle with for so many generations.